Join the fun as Jolly Shows comes to the Clarksburg Outlet Summer Carnival, July 12th through 16th. Ride the Raptor, the Giant Wheel, or one of our great kiddie rides on the Midway. Win a prize at one of the games. Taste some delicious carnival foods like funnel cakes, cotton candy, candy apples, or sausage and peppers. There's fun for the whole family. Save up to $35 on ticket packages at MarylandCarnivals.com through July 12th. The Clarksburg Outlet Summer Carnival, July 12th through 16th. Don't miss it.
Everybody know that I kill it. Everybody know that I kill it. Everybody know that I kill it. Everybody know that I kill it. Everybody know that I kill it. Everybody know that I kill it. Everybody know that I kill it. Everybody know that I kill it. Everybody know that I kill it. Everybody know that I kill it. Everybody know that I kill it. Everybody know that I kill it.
Everybody know that I kill it. Hi everyone, welcome to The Running Gamer, the show where I, the running gamer, take a willing victim, volunteer, and explain to him a plot of a video game. And we got Chris back once again. Say hi to the internet, Chris.
Hey, team. I'm on Zoom.
Yeah, we're still on Zoom because I think my favorite YouTuber described it best. It's bricks outside. We can't go outside because it's nothing but bricks.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that's a quote from Cat Icarus, if you're curious on who it was. He's a British YouTuber who's actually our age.
Nice.
Yeah.
I just appreciate that you cite your sources. I mean, Wabash taught you well.
Yes, Wabash always cites. Anyway, guess what we're doing today?
I don't know, man. You said it was a couple parts series, but we're only going to do one today.
That was a different project.
Completely that was different a different project. One?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to go out on a whim and say what I would love to talk about, which is Spyro.
Well, hate to disappoint you.
Damn.
Especially when Nick has been covering the Spyro series with me. So, really hate to disappoint you.
You're cheating on me with Nick with Spyro?
Yeah, it's a thing. But today we're doing a video game called A Way Out. Have you even heard of this?
No, I have not.
Okay. This is a very unique game. It came out in 2018. The reason why this game is so unique, you have to play with one other person. It's 100% co-op. So you can either play with someone in the same room as you, or you can go online, play with your buddy, or play with someone random.
Interesting. They're forcing you to have friends.
Yes, and that's because you pick one character, the other person plays the other character. So our two main characters are Leo and Vincent.
Leo and Vincent. No, I was just saying the names Leo and Vincent.
Yep. So I'm going to ask you, who do you want to portray in this game?
I want to be Leo.
You're going to be Leo? Okay, so I'm Vincent then, all right? And give me one quick, hot second here. I lost my quarter. I'm going to flip a quarter, and I want you to call it in the air when I flip it. Give me 1 second.
Okay. You didn't plan for this?
I 100% lost my quarter.
Nice. Well, at least now you're out of range of the mic.
Okay. I got my quarter. It's a penny. Judge me.
It's literally the one prop that you needed, that you've ever needed in all of these videos that we've done together, in all of these episodes.
I'm going to call it, or I'm going to flip, you're going to call it, and then we'll go from there, okay?
Okay.
Call it.
Heads.
It is heads, and you chose Leo.
Yes.
Okay. So I will continue with the story now.
All right. Ominous.
Yep. So this game takes place in 1972. Vincent, that's your boy. I'm sent to jail because for fraud and murder. And I meet Leo, who's already in jail. He's been in jail for 6 months for grand theft and assault. So I'm coming in jail, and the whole entire time the game's like split screen. So you can see what the other player is doing. And so you see that, like, I'm in the lineup of, like, welcome to jail, blah, blah, blah. And you're kind of, like, doing the whole, oh, we got fresh meat, or you're looking at the new people that are coming in through the prison.
Could I ask a couple questions before we start?
Yeah.
When did this game come out?
2018. Did you not hear me at the beginning?
No, I didn't. Okay, because I wasn't... So can you play with someone online, or do they have to be there in the room with you playing the game?
Did you just space out this whole time when I explained that?
I must have.
Yes. Yes. You can play online, or you can do it like we can both sit on the couch and play together, and it's still split screen. You can still see what the other person is kind of doing.
Okay. Great. Mm-hmm. Sorry for the stupid questions.
No, you're fine. Okay. So you kind of get to know each other, but like you're keeping your distance. Like you just want to do your time, get out. A random thug is sent by a crime boss named Harvey and tries to murder Leo. I jump in and we both get beat up, sent to the infirmary, but we are able to stop the thug from killing you.
Mm-hmm.
So we start talking and we devise basically a plan. If we if we steal certain things, make certain weapons, we can break out of jail. And at first, Vincent was the one that's like, no, I don't want to do that. Just serve my time and get the hell out. And eventually they come to realize that they both hate Harvey. So let's work together to break out and to kill Harvey. That's the whole driving force for why these two decide to work together. So you do a bunch of missions to get what you need to, like, essentially break out of jail. You break out of jail Shawshank Redemption style, by the way.
Oh, crawling through a river of shit just to come out clean on the other side.
Yep, in a rainy night. And then we're in a forest and we're evading police. And we do, like, as we're evading police, we got to eat. So we do some, like, fishing, mini games, stuff like that. Slowly start to get to know each other. You find out that Vincent reveals that Harvey made him launder money. Vincent used to be a banker before he was put in jail. And Harvey made him launder money. And then when Vincent was basically like, yo, I don't want to do this anymore, Harvey killed Vincent's brother and framed him for the murder. So that's why he got put in jail for fraud and murder.
Got it.
Before you can hear Leo's side of the story, police show up. We take off running. We find an old house with an old couple. You can choose to be very violent. You can be sneaky, whatever. But ultimately, you steal clothes for ourselves, change our outfits, steal their truck, and then we steal their shotgun that's in the house. So now we got some time. We're driving. Leo finally reveals that Harvey betrayed him for this gem. Mm-hmm. And he killed the buyer of the gem and let Leo take the fall. So that's why Leo was sent to prison.
Got it.
Yeah, so Harvey, shitbag. We don't like Harvey around here. So we're driving. We get into the city. Leo confirms that his wife and son are okay. Like, Harvey hadn't sent any people after them. And he's like, hey, I'm going to take care of business, and I'll be home. They do end up finding one of Harvey's underlings. Mm-hmm. And he finds out, they find out that Harvey is hiding out in Mexico. So they're just like, okay, let's go get him. But how are we going to fly out to Mexico? We're both wanted felons at this point. So, they first off, they're like, well, we only have one shotgun. So let's go get weapons from a dealer that Leo knows. The dealer ends up betraying them and telling Harvey that, hey, these two escaped prison and they're coming after you. So Harvey sends people to kill them before they can get to Harvey. And then obviously we get into a bunch of fights. Yeah. Trying to, and Vincent gets to a payphone. He calls this woman named Emily, who's a pilot. Now, Vincent and Emily, like, have favors. Mm-hmm. So he's like, hey, fly me to Mexico. Boom, I kill this guy. Fly me back. And then we're square. We're good. And Emily goes, I bet. Emily also tells Vincent, hey, by the way, your wife went into labor. Like, she's delivering your child. You should probably go and see your child before we go off to Mexico for a death mission.
Damn kid getting in the way.
Damn kids getting in the way. So we take a side tour to the hospital where Vincent's wife is and the child's born. And, like, we get in there, cause a ruckus immediately because, you know, half the city's looking for us. And then there's this brief moment where Vincent gets to see his brand new baby girl. And then Leo's like, that's cute. We need to go right now. Like, right now. But as they're trying to leave, Leo actually gets arrested trying to, like, stall the police while Vincent and his wife and the newborn have their, like, family moments. But Vincent's able to break him out of the cop car, and then they run away.
Wait, hold up. So the police know that they're both there, which is why they went to the hospital, which is why the police went to the hospital. And so they're going to get both of them, and Leo was able to stall them so that they only got him and not Vincent.
Yes. I did skip over one part. So
okay,
they're going to the hospital, and they notice that Harvey sent a hitman to kill the wife and kid.
Yeah.
So they get into a fight and subdue him, but they cause a lot of ruckus. So all the police are like, let's go to the hospital. So got Leo's it. Distracting. And then, all that happens. Sorry, I skipped over. I wrote really, really bad, so I'm, like, hardcore studying my, like, notes here, and I'm just like, what is that word? What am I doing?
Yeah, it's okay. I feel like during COVID, some things just have kind of degraded, and I feel like handwriting would be something that, like, would just degrade over time, or that sounds about right. I didn't write before COVID, but it seems like now I do even less of it.
Yeah, because you type everything out now.
Yeah, which I did before too, but we're in COVID, so
it's different. Yeah. Oh man, yeah, my writing not that great, so I apologize if I leave anything out or if I skip over something. But yeah,
it's okay. I won't know.
True. So we go to the next day. We get on the plane. We're flying down to Mexico. Get to Mexico, immediate gunfight at this giant mansion. What's the movie? I think it was Bad Boys, where they have a giant shootout in a mansion. Yeah, just imagine that in your head.
Got it.
Yeah. They do manage to kill Harvey and get the gem back. So they fly back, and they're like, everything's cool, everything's dandy. As soon as the plane lands, police surround the plane, and there's nowhere to go. And then it turns out that Emily and your boy Vincent were undercover cops the whole time.
Whoa.
And this whole thing was started because the guy that was killed by Harvey and the deal going wrong, that was Vincent's brother. So that's why Vincent agreed to go through all this trouble to get after Harvey for revenge. And, you know, his job was supposed to stop Harvey, but he wanted to kill Harvey.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So, a lot of double crossing. So does the player who's playing Vincent, or I'm assuming it changes with the character, like the player who's playing the character that's the like undercover cop, do they know that as they're playing?
No. No.
I feel like I would almost feel cheated if I was a character, if I was like the player. I was like, damn, I was a snitch this whole time.
It's always Vincent, by the way. So, like, okay. After you play through it once, you know that, like, oh, if I play as Vincent, I'm the undercover cop. And then, like, your bonding moments with Leo take a whole different perspective because you're like, was that real? Or were you doing that because you're that good at your job?
Yeah.
We'll never know. Of course, they arrest Leo, but Vincent's like, hey, I'm going to fight this. I'm going to make sure that you don't go back in jail for, like, another day. It was he's like trying to reassure Leo, and Leo's not having any of it. And you chose Leo. You are pissed beyond
belief. Yeah,
just absolutely pissed. So Leo actually ends up subduing Vincent and then takes him hostage, and they steal a police car.
Got it.
And then the whole entire time, Vincent's like, hey, man, let's not do this. I don't want to fight you. Like, just chill out. I promise everything's going to be all right. They do get into a little scuffle. Leo crashes the car. Both men escape. Leo gets into a boat and then, like, tries to run away. Emily, using the helicopter, picks up Vincent, and they chase after Leo. And then while Leo's trying to escape, he tries to escape through a warehouse that's not too far from where they're at. And then Vincent and Emily, now wearing police vests, and they have essentially machine guns. Like, I don't know what type of gun it was. Just imagine a machine gun. They go into the warehouse, and Leo actually jumps Emily, takes her gun away, but he doesn't kill her. He's just like, this is not your fight. I'm going to watch you walk out that door. And he makes her go out the door. He locks the door. And now it's 1v1. And you have to fight each other no matter what. So you get into huge gunfight, and you fight all over the warehouse. You end up climbing up to the roof of the warehouse, both severely injured, just exhausted. Neither one of you want to do this anymore, but you know at this point there's no turning back.
Yeah.
One of the guns gets knocked off the roof, and the other one gets knocked close to the edge, but it's still on the roof. And both of them are laying on the ground, and then they both see the gun, and they're at equal distance from the gun. And then the final task is button mash faster than your friend. Whoever gets there first, their character lives, the other one dies. And
yeah.
I flipped a coin to start off the episode, and you called it right. So Leo gets to the gun first. I died.
Damn. So it's like, so there's not like any sort of option for both live, and there's like forgiveness?
Nope. Someone's dying.
Wow.
Someone is dying. There are two different endings. We'll talk about the one that we got since you called it right. So if Leo survives, throughout the adventure, Vincent writes an apology letter that he wrote to his wife. And he gives it to her. And then he proceeds to leave town while the funeral is going on for Vincent. But had I, Vincent, lived and you have died, Vincent informs Leo's wife about his death before returning to his own wife and newborn and make amends and says, "Hey, I quit the police force. I just want to focus on raising our daughter and rekindling our marriage."
Aww.
And that is a way out.
Dang. That end fight scene where Leo and Vincent are fighting each other, that would be a lot of fun. I feel like that would be a lot of fun playing with someone else, especially if you both are in the same room, like fighting and shooting at each other. That'd be great.
Yeah, it it got a very positive reception, mainly because of the whole aspect of, you know, preferably it's couch co-op. You can do online, but highly recommended that you're both do this whole entire adventure sitting next to each other. And then that reveal, well, I guess I was the snitch. I don't know how you feel about that. And then like everything else happens so fast that you really can't process everything. And then it's like at the end of the day, it's him or me. And that it got a lot of praise when it came out. Praise has slowly died down. I don't want to say it died down. No one's really talking about it anymore. But in 2018, this was a huge deal. Contender for like Game of the Year for several different award shows and gaming companies.
Yeah. I think what's, what I kind of like appreciate about it, what I think is pretty cool is honestly, it seems, I don't know if real is the right word, but it is, I do almost appreciate the fact that at the end they just said, yeah, whoever gets there, the other person dies. There's not really a like end all be all happy ending.
Yeah. Sometimes it is what it is.
Yeah. That's just kind of how it was at the end of the game.
Yeah. But what'd you think? Would you play this for yourself? Would you not? Would you take a look at it on YouTube or something? Like, what are your thoughts on this?
I would definitely be interested in playing it. I mean, I do really love the games that kind of the two-person, like, sitting on the couch, like, video games, co-op games. I enjoy playing those. Had a lot of fun playing those. I remember myself and a friend growing up, back when we played like one of the Resident Evil games, it was both of us like playing and having that like split screen that like each playing a character. And I thought that was a ton of fun, like playing a game with someone else. And so I do like in this game how they force that. So you just got to find someone who's willing to play the game. I mean, does it take a while to like finish? How long is the gameplay?
I think you're running at like a couple hours, maybe 4 or 5, maybe 6. Kind of depends on how much you want to explore, how many options you want to see. I've definitely seen some complete playthroughs get done with it in like 5 hours. But yeah, it's a quiet experience.
Yeah. And then when they killed Harvey, was there anything that, like, because the way you said it, it seemed so, like, matter of fact. So it was like, oh, yeah, then they go and they just, like, kill Harvey. Which, for the first part of the game, that seems like the big, like, kind of such a momentous thing when they go and kill Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
Like, was it that? Or was it pretty much just like, oh, yeah, he's dead now?
No, it was more in-depth into it. In the sake of, I didn't, I didn't find it compelling enough to talk about it only because of, you know, you're the main hero. You're the main character. You fight him, you die. You fight him, he's dead. Yeah. Like, that's the kind of like a thing that like I've always done with boss battles or major fights. It was like, oh, you fight, yeah, you win. Like, this is a podcast. Like, I do you want me to get in depth on like, okay, so we started off on this corner and then I battle rolled over and I was getting shot at, so I battle rolled back. You want me to do that? Please let me know.
You go and you fight the boss and then you lose and then the game's over. So, and you're dead.
When you walk away. Yep.
All right, cool.
But if that's all you got, thank you for joining another episode of The Running Gamer. Follow us all over social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We got Instagram. Hey, we got a Patreon. We got a Patreon. It's $2 a month. You know, try to help your boy out and get better equipment and support our people like Chris, so I don't have to force him to be on here. He can actually afford to eat some food or something, you know.
and our dude does music too, if anyone likes that.
Yes. We'll have some music episodes coming up probably in the next month or so. We got a big game coming up, big game series coming up after this episode launches. Really excited for it. Chris has no idea. He has no idea what we're going to do, but that's what you come here for, the surprise.
Let's do it. He wasn't ready.
Yep, he was not ready. But thank you again. Love you, listener. Hope you enjoyed the show. Like, share, subscribe, do whatever you want with the podcast. And then we will see you all next time. Bye-bye.
Everybody know that I kill it. Everybody know that I kill it.